Tell me a story about a particular challenge that came up, but enabled the school to become better as a result.
Well, what's coming to my mind, and I don't know, is we're parents also of children who attend here. And I think in our early days, that was certainly a new challenge, you know, to go from homeschooling where it's just you and your children to you're in here and you're a staff member and you have responsibility for your children, but also for other children. And so as the children were adapting also, it was everybody was adapting. It was new for everybody. So I think in those early years, there were a number of challenges that came up, perhaps for staff who were in the role of parent, but also in the role of staff, trying to separate that out. And I think that was really beneficial to have gone through that process emotionally as the adults, as staff members in the school, which made the school much better as a result. Just the ability to be objective and to really, I suppose, sharpen those skills of remaining emotionally neutral or, you know, sort of objective in any given situation. And then, of course, learning as parents, just, you know, the number of the experiences that a child will have at school, the amount of emotional processing they will do at home as a result of maybe what's gone on at school. So being able to learn from both the role of parent and the role of staff member, I think there were a number of challenges around that in the early years, which were really beneficial in the long run.
It just deepens your understanding, I think, of what the children are experiencing and how to support them. And then we can share that information or knowledge or experience with other parents who aren't in here all the time.
This is the Agentic Schools podcast, where you will learn about schools from around the world, where children's agency to make decisions about their learning and living is more important than their academic skills. I'm your host, Don Berg.